Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Kelsey Klein. She is the Director of Adult Services at the Avenue Family Network. Kelsey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. For people that may not know what you guys do at your adult day services, tell me a little bit about you guys and what keeps you busy.
So we have Autumn House in Pawpaw, Michigan, and Harbor House in Benton Harbor, Michigan. And we provide an adult day program for those individuals that aren't able to stay at home by themselves during the day. We do social activities, arts and crafts. We get visited frequently from Bark Angels. So we get the therapy animals in there and have a good time. We also provide transportation, nutritious meals that follow the USDA standards, health monitoring, and some help with those personal care tasks that some struggle with.
That's really cool. A cool service that you guys offer. This is something that we would have to sign up for and be a part of. And like you said, transportation, that's something that we probably coordinate with you and get that all set up too, right?
Yes, absolutely. So what we usually do is someone that's interested in our services can call and schedule a free tour. Our manager or one of our other staff members will give you a guided tour through the building, kind of show you what we do on a day-to-day basis. And from there, we make sure that we have some type of funding source lined up.
Okay.
And make sure that we can meet everyone's overall need, whether it's the participant or their primary caregiver. And from there, we do a little assessment and make sure that we have everything in order as far as transportation is concerned. And usually services can start within 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. And so if I'm doing this, can I do it the whole week, part of the week, you know, maybe even one day a week if I wanted to? If maybe, you know, say a family member has a caregiver on a regular basis, but maybe, you know, wants a day off or something like that, or needs a little bit of time, could they then have a family member be a part of this on a short-term basis?
Absolutely. We are a very person-centered program. So everything that we provide is tailored to meet those individuals' needs. So if the caregiver needs one day off a week, sure, absolutely. Bring mom or dad in. They can hang out with us for a few hours or even the entire day. We do try to get everyone in at least once a week so we can have that routine and that relationship built and just overall have them more comfortable in our environment.
Right. Yeah, that's so important. Is there an age range for this, the age requirement as far as being a part of these adult day services?
Anywhere from 18 up.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's awesome. And also, looking at the calendar, you told me earlier that Adult Day Services Week is coming up here pretty soon, and you guys will do some fun activities in order to kind of celebrate that and highlight some of the work that you guys do, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are celebrating Adult Day Services this week. It's September 19th through the 23rd, and we've got lots of cool activities planned for our staff and our participants. We're going to make some ice cream sundaes for Sunday night football. We're going to do pajama day and s'mores. We're just having a cookies are for caring day, so we'll be decorating cookies, and somebody's going to get a pie in the face by the end of the week, so.
Really? And is that going to be you?
Probably.
How do you get into being the one that gets the pie in the face? Because I feel as the director, you could probably say, yep, that's not going to be me. That's going to be somebody else.
Oh, I could. But I'm all about taking one for the team sometimes. So,
and that's really awesome.
I'm highlighting my staff this week too. So,
right. Yeah.
They can appreciate getting to pie their boss.
Do you get to pick who gets to put the pie in your face? Because maybe somebody will be a little bit more gentle than others.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let them go for it. It'll be on a Friday. I'll go home afterwards. It'll be fine.
Yeah, bring a change of clothes, bring a towel, some shampoo or something like that. Maybe be able to do a shower in the sink or something like that. It sounds like a really cool thing. But it, like you said, it's all in fun, but it's really to highlight all the great work that you guys do and highlight some of the great work that the staff and the hard work that you guys do on a regular basis too, right?
Absolutely. So the pandemic has taught us many things, and one of which is the importance for care for our elderly and disabled community members. And this service really isn't the first that comes to mind when you're struggling to meet your needs. And it's really important for the community to know what we do here at Autumn House and Harbor House, and that there's other options besides just a nursing home placement. Like, yeah, we're here.
Yeah, and different activities like that. And like you said, that little bit of breather room, as far as if you are, you know, taking care of a family member, that can be very tough to be able to do. And like you said, these past couple of years with the pandemic made it even harder with different things and safety precautions and more that you had to take, not only for you guys, but as well as people that are taking care of family members too.
Yes, it's been very hard, and we do pride ourselves in providing primary caregivers that respite that they need. We know their job is hard, and when we can take that burden off their shoulders a little bit and help them keep their loved one at home, that at the end of the day, that fills our heart also.
That's really awesome. Now, you mentioned those activities and fun things you're going to do for Adult Day Services Week. How do we know when that stuff is going to be happening and kind of keep a calendar of some of the activities throughout that week?
Oh, absolutely. So you can follow us on Facebook at the Adult Day Services of the Avenue Family Network. I will have posts going up multiple times a day. There is going to be some informational posts as well, just okay, a little bit more about what we're doing.
Wonderful. What if, say, I have a family member that I think would be perfect for some of these activities on a regular basis, whether you mentioned the different locations you guys have, and maybe we want to kind of start that conversation or even figure out how to have that conversation, because for some people it may be harder than others. How do we kind of talk with you guys about Adult Day Services and the options that you offer for somebody?
Well, everyone is free to give me a call if they are interested in learning more as well and coming and meeting with me, or we can just have a phone conversation. My number is actually 269-934-7595. I'm available, you know, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and we'll get something worked out.
That's awesome. And tell me again where the locations for your Adult Day Services places are.
We have one in Benton Harbor, Michigan on M139, and we have one in Pawpaw, Michigan, and that is right on Red Arrow Highway.
Awesome. And then, like you said, transportation too. That's something that would be another conversation to be had as far as figuring that out if that is necessary, right?
That's correct.
Awesome. There's so many great services you guys offer. I appreciate you guys and the great work you do on a regular basis. Hopefully, whoever is putting a pie in your face, if that does happen, they are gentle. I would request that. Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, just get it in the face. You know, as long as you don't get it like in the hair and all over the place, you don't want it to be a mess. But it's right smack dab in the middle of the face would be perfect. So definitely aim well. Again, if we want to, can we go to your website as well if we want to learn more information, and can we chat with you online even?
Absolutely. You can visit us at theavenue.ngo anytime, and there is a contact us button.
Wonderful. Well, Kelsey, have fun the Adult Day Services Week, and then thank you for all the great work that you guys and all your caregivers do throughout the year on a regular basis at Adult Day Services.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for taking some time to chat with me about it.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.